Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The inexorable rise of property prices and rents continues seemingly without end. According to the latest myhome.ie survey, house prices rose by 7% over the past year and by almost 8% outside the capital. And it only takes 2.6 months to sell a house these days, close to the quickest on record. Worryingly for house hunters, the average house sells for 7.5% above the asking price. Conal McQuillagh compiles the myhome.ie survey and is, of course, the chief economist with Bank of Ireland. Good morning, Conal.
Good morning.
So, house prices are soaring still.
Well, they're up 7% in the year, which is a little bit of a slowdown, actually, from last quarter. Very different.
But way above inflation.
Well, it's 7% growth. We need to remember the background here. Wages are growing at 5 to 6%. So, I mean, sometimes you hear people say, will house prices fall? I mean, you can have a kind of correction in affordability if house prices rise at a slower pace than wages. We've seen a bit of a slowdown. I think what's happening underneath the bonnet here is that over the past years, we've seen the loosening of the Central Bank mortgage lending rules.
Yeah.
People are borrowing higher multiples of their income. So the average loan-to-income ratio amongst first-time buyers is now 3.4 times. It was 3.2 times 2 years ago. So that kind of loosening of the mortgage lending rules has played out.
Yeah.
And having seen the double-digit inflation last year, we're now moving back to a sort of mid-single digit in line with wage growth. So look, it's not a pretty picture for first-time buyers or for buyers generally.
And yet they dominate the mortgage market. Like something like 62% of all mortgages are going to first-time buyers.
They are, and I mean, that's one of the issues, I think, in the housing market is that movers or people are very reluctant to move.
Yeah.
I think if they sell a home, they're very they're fearful they may not get another one. It's a very difficult housing market, so movers are kind of very unwilling to move over the past couple of years.
Now, and asking prices are no guide to the actual final sale price. 7.5% difference on average.
Well, the trends are the same. I mean, when asking price inflation picks up, then we see this premium where the transaction price is sold at the moment on average 7.5% above. I think in any kind of well-functioning market, you'd expect asking prices to be a reasonable guide to the final transaction price.
But this is not a functioning market.
They are in the UK. Well, I think certainly asking prices could be set better, more in line with where the final transaction price is.
Is there any obligation on estate agents to set asking prices closer to where they actually think it will sell?
I'm not the regulator, so I can't answer that question, Joe. You can ask the regulator next week. I don't think there's a legal obligation around this, but I could be corrected on that.
What did you find out about the rental market?
So rents at the moment are going up again, more or less in line with wages, which you'd expect, 5.5% in the year last year. But there's a big gap between new tenancies where you're starting afresh, about €240 per month higher. Wow. Around just under €1,700 than existing tenancies or people renew. Yeah. So with the rent controls that we've had, people are far more likely to renew their existing tenancy and keep that kind of rent control.
So not move.
So what's developed has been a very illiquid rental market where at the moment renewals of existing tenancies are outstripping new tenancies by 4 to 1.
So for every one new tenancy, there would be 4 renewals.
Exactly. So at the end of last year, there's about 12,000 new tenancies, whereas there's just over 40,000 renewals. So people are staying as they are, making sure they kind of keep that rent control. So with the reform of the rents controls that we've seen, you'd expect that over time, the gap, the 17% gap, or €240 per month, but that gap between new and existing tenancies will start to close.
Right, okay.
So that'll mean effectively rents going up for existing tenancies potentially at a higher pace.
Yeah, and the whole country is now in the rent pressure zone, as it were. So let's see how that plays out. Put your chief economist hat on for us briefly, Conal. There doesn't appear to be any evidence that the global trade tensions, the tariff wars, is playing out at all on house prices or rent prices.
No, and I don't think you really would expect it to. I mean, we did see a dip in consumer confidence, but that reflected people's kind of broad outlook for the economy, uncertainty and nervousness around the global economy. Whereas when it came to their own finances or their own intentions to make a major purchase, or there's even an explicit question from the European Commission where they ask, do you intend to move house? And that actually rose to its highest level in about 10 years. So when we think about tariffs, you know, it's hurting, you know, financial markets, companies' investment decisions, but it's not really playing through to employment at the moment. You know, the labour market is still very strong. So I think unless people really feel that their own employment or finances are at risk, they're just not going to kind of change their decisions or the major spending decisions, particularly relating to the housing market.
I don't know whether you read over the weekend that there are plans to change the rules about one-bedroom apartments to make them the minimum amount smaller, to remove some of the rules and regulations regarding fire escapes and corridors and all that kind of stuff, so that they can be built quicker. Do you think that will work?
Well, I mean, I've heard, you know, I'm not a builder. Yeah. I'm not an expert in this field, but I mean, I have heard that some of our, obviously our standards are lax during the Celtic Tiger period. We've seen the fallout from that.
Yeah.
Some of our standards around apartments are even in excess of what you see in Europe.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't think safety should be compromised in any way when it comes to fire escapes. But yeah, I mean, I think there have been reasonably convincing studies that some of our standards are in excess of what we see in Europe.
Gold-plated.
You couldn't, those are your words, not mine, John. but some of the apartments you see built in places like the Netherlands or Belgium, you couldn't build here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not everyone is going to live in a one-bedroom apartment. They're not for everyone.
But it is an option for them to get on the ladder.
I don't like that phrase, the ladder, but I think we need more one-bedroom apartments. If you look at the growth of the population of the next 10, 20 years, it's going to be in those smaller household sizes,
yeah.
One, two-person households.
Do you see any evidence of companies sitting on their hands amid this global tariff war, i.e. big companies decided, you know what, I'm not going to build that new production plant until I see where this global situation plays out?
I think there's plenty of evidence of that already. If you look at sort of the investment intention surveys in the United States, people potentially putting off investments, job creation, that kind of thing, there's a level of uncertainty. There may be investments going on where they may not have been accompanied by the same kind of public relations exercise that you saw in the past couple of years. But I mean, don't forget, the level of employment in the multinational sector in Ireland has actually been flat for the past 2 years. Mm. So we saw very strong growth from the tech companies in particular
after
COVID. Mm. But they, if anything, overhired and have been paring back. So when you look at our labour market at the moment, a lot of the jobs are coming from the public sector. The multinational sector has flattened off. So, you know, most of us, ourselves, the central bank, the SRI, you know, forecasting jobs growth to slow. And again, one statistic which may be a surprise to your listeners or you is that we've actually created a higher pace of jobs over the job creation over the past 6 years in the Irish economy has actually been faster than during the Celtic Tiger period.
Wow.
So, I mean,
something like half a million jobs over the last decade.
We had 20% over the past 6 years, which is slightly higher than in the 6 years to 2007-08. So again, that's an extraordinary pace of job creation. You would expect that to slow, and people need to realise just how strong it's been.
Conal, thanks very much for coming in. That's Conal McQuillan, who compiles the myhome.ie survey and is chief economist, of course, with Bank of Ireland. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.